Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. We've been talking a lot about the coronavirus outbreak over the past few weeks, but how is it affecting individual researchers? In this podcast extra, Nick Howe hears one scientist's story.
I'll be cancelling my travel plans probably because, you know, now I can probably fly, but whether I'm going to be admitted or not, I was actually supposed to give a talk in the UK in like 10 days, but I can fly there only to, you know, to be put back on a plane.
This is Bartosz Grabowski, a researcher based at the Ulsan National Institute of Science and Technology in Ulsan, South Korea. I called him up early in the morning on Skype to talk to him about his work for an upcoming Nature podcast. But before we got into that, the conversation turned to coronavirus. Bartosz had found himself in the midst of the outbreak in South Korea. I quickly started recording on my laptop. This is an extract from that conversation.
Yeah, there are quarantines. They shut down the like schools. My son is not going to school, and half of the universities is dead. You know, like only people who want to come in. So, you know, I sit in my office because I like it. But it's interesting. I mean, it's lots of panic here and scare. But, you know, but the country is well prepared. I'll give you this, you know, like they have all these gazillion of these cameras, you know, thermal sensitive cameras to tell whether you're like you have elevated temperature and all that. People wear masks, you know, like they're disinfecting. So, you know, they're pretty well organized.
Has this virus affected your research in any way, or do you perceive that it will in the future at all?
It's beginning to, because, you know, everybody's scared. You know, we have little kids and, you know, like, and people are worried and facilities are being closed or restricted. So I think yesterday they started restricting some facilities at our university. And, you know, there's this anxiety in the air. My students are constantly discussing the virus and, you know, like we're following the guidelines from the government, whoever is making the decisions, you know, should we be in the lab? Should we go home? So there's lots of anxiety. I don't know how justified it is, but it's better to be safe rather than sorry later. I can tell you that what is reassuring is that, you know, Koreans are taking it very seriously. I mean, so they spray and they have all these cameras everywhere and it's very professional. So this is good. But I do expect, you know, it's already definitely impacting my own travel plans. God knows what's going to happen, you know, like next. I hope that they're going to be able to contain it, but, you know, it's I would imagine it's going to slow us down.
And you said you were planning to go to the UK in about 10 days as well. Do you foresee that you may not be able to travel because of this?
Well, you know, I already know that even, well, to some European countries, you know, I can still fly there as of today, right? But am I going to be admitted? It's a separate question. From South Korea, you know what happened to the Korean tourists who went to Israel, right? They were just kept there, put on another plane and sent back.
And in terms of, like you said, some facilities and things have shut down, are there anything like specific you can say about like your institution or anywhere that you know that has been shut down as a result of this?
So we have something called UCRF here, which is like a centralized facility with all the electron microscopes, you know, like the big equipment, right? And $200 million, $300 million worth of equipment in one thing, you know, for the entire university in one place. And I think yesterday it was actually shut down or at least curtailed to some kind of minimum level, if not shut down. I think it was actually shut down. The library is closed. all places in which people congregate, because this is how it started in this church in Daegu, which is like 60 kilometers from here, that, you know, people just went to church. You know, they have this, you know, worship where people are very closely together, and then boom, you have 1,000 cases, right? So the university is sort of banning, you know, like I will not have my own group meeting this week, just to be sure, right? We don't want to sit in one room for too long, right? 20 people or so. So, but this is minutia compared to, you know, like more serious places where people come together. So library, centralized facilities, TMs, SEMs, you know, this already has been hit.
And is the government or your institution advising you to stay at home, or are they okay with you coming to work and things like that?
Hard to tell. You know, it's not yet that the university is closed, but it might be. It all started on Thursday or Friday of last week. So it's very dynamic as of today, right? And we just had the first cases of the virus in Ulsan over the weekend. So it's changing, you know, like pretty much by the hour.
That was Bartosz Grabowski. Look out for the regular show later on today for more updates on the coronavirus.
Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.